And now with us on the telephone this morning is Minnesota's U.S. Senator Al Franken. Good morning, Senator.
Good morning. How are you doing?
Pretty good. You got snow yet?
We don't, and which is very odd because there's absolutely no... There is a little snow, but it's not sticking.
Yeah.
And yet, they've shut down the government.
That's what I hear.
Yeah, so I guess it's an anticipation of this stuff sticking. But, you know, this is... Washington, D.C. Does not have the infrastructure that Minnesota has in terms of plows and all that kind of stuff. So it's,
that's right.
This place gets crippled if they have 2 inches of snow.
Okay. Well, I wanted to talk to you this morning about the reauthorization of the Violence Against Women Act.
Sure.
Tell us what's new in it, and why was there some pushback on that?
Well, again, you're right. It's a reauthorization, and this was... bill. It was first Paul and Sheila Wellstone that worked tirelessly to get done. And the message of this is that domestic violence is not going to be tolerated in our country. And there's a few new things in this bill that are very important. And one of the things that originally didn't happen in the House was a provision that allows tribal governments to prosecute sexual assault and domestic violence, you know, on their reservations. This has become a problem where before this bill gets signed, they have not had the authority to prosecute non-Indians who commit these crimes in tribal territory. And what's happened is the counties don't really do the prosecution. So one out of every three Indian women are raped in their lifetime, and most of it, like 80%, is done by non-Indians. And pretty much the signal has been sent to men that they have free reign in Indian land. And so this is very important. I'm on Indian Affairs. This is very important to all the tribes I've talked to. It's very, very important in Indian country.
You also had a role to play in that bill on housing rights for victims of domestic...
Yeah, this is very important. It's a piece that I wrote in, which is it made it illegal for a woman to be evicted from federally subsidized housing just because she's a victim of domestic violence. Before this law was passed, the victims of domestic violence and their children who ended up in federally subsidized housing could actually be kicked out of their home if their abuser showed up and tried to knock down the door and cause the commotion and the neighbors complain. And what's so important about this is that when a woman is abused and she needs some place to go, and often if there is no housing, and Franny and I have toured Minnesota, gone to shelters, gone to transitional housing, and they're very crowded. They're usually full up. No one should have to choose between sleeping in her car with her kids or going back to live in a dangerous situation where the kids witness the abuse, and that just ends up repeating itself.
Now, I understand that bill is set to be signed by the president tomorrow. The Mental Health in Schools Act, that's one of yours, and that's a particular interest, I think. Talk a little bit about that.
Well, you know, this kind of, since Sandy Hook, the tragedy there's been a lot of talk about mental health, and I welcome that, and mental illness, but I just want to make sure that we not stigmatize mental illness. The vast majority of people with mental illness are no more violent than the general population, and the tiny subset that is would be less violent if they were diagnosed early and treated early. This is about training our people in schools, teachers, et cetera, to recognize mental health issues and to create a system where the school can connect with the community mental health people and diagnose and treat children early.
Well, a couple things before I let you go. First of all, what's next with the sequester?
Well, unfortunately, I think what's next with the sequester is that we're going to have to wait as it kicks in and hope that people say this is unacceptable. Now, you know, as in Minnesota, remember when the government shut down in Minnesota, it lasted a long time until the beer licenses came up. And that was the point where people went, well, wait a minute. And my fear here is that there will be things that everyone kind of sees and feels. Kids will be kicked out of Head Start. You know, women, infant, and children. Brain develops when you're between 0 and 2 so much. And there's going to be food cut off to women, infant, and children. The airports are... and the things that I think that we'll hear about more are things like businessmen and people who fly having to wait a long time, or rural airports shut down. We'll see what happens.
We've been speaking with Minnesota's U.S. Senator Al Franken.